So, Lily, if I were to ask you to give an elevator speech pitch and advice to somebody looking to make a career transition at the time you did, what would you say to him or her?
I would say to do it. I think oftentimes we all perhaps wish or want to do something different because of something that's going on in our lives at the time. But taking the actual jump to do it is completely different. And I think it's important to know that you can actually take the jump and that it's going to be okay, and that there's opportunities out there and that we should all learn and keep learning. So don't stay in one spot for the sake of your own fear. Take the plunge so that you can learn and grow and become a better person.
Welcome to Perioperative Talk, making surgery safer, one podcast at a time, with brief, practical information for you to take back to the OR.
Welcome to Perioperative Talk. I'm Jake Runyon, and I'm here with Lily Toomey today, who is an OR nurse at Boston Children's Hospital. Lily's going to talk to us today about transitioning from an expert nurse in one domain to a novice in another. Lily, we'll jump right in, and before we talk about that transition, I'd like to hear from you some of the feelings that you felt, what it was like to be the expert in the cardiovascular ICU for many years.
Sure, thanks. Definitely working in the cardiac ICU was challenging. Starting as a new graduate nurse and having to learn everything from the very beginning, was so overwhelming. But then once I became more comfortable with each diagnosis and each year I was there learning more and more, it felt really good, and it felt like just more natural every day coming in and taking care of like super sick patients. It was super rewarding. And I liked that feeling. It was a nice feeling that I didn't have to be so nervous waking up every morning and what type of patient am I going to take care of today and what challenges am I going to run into. So having that feeling of I really own my practice in the cardiac ICU is pretty awesome.
Now, in talking to you, my understanding is that at some point along that period of time, I presume near the end of your 10 years there, you started to feel a feeling of complacency, and you wanted to be challenged more. Tell us more about that feeling and how that led you to transition the first time.
I think a little bit of that feeling comes from how much like emotional stress and how hard it is to take care of patients that are so sick all of the time. So as much as I was co somewhat complacent or comfortable in my practice, it was still a lot to manage emotionally every day. And I knew I still had more to learn. I was still very young and I still wanted to grow my practice even further than that. And that didn't mean getting more critical care skills, but just learning even more about nursing, because there's so much to learn and so many different places to do that. So that's what I was interested in, finding something else to learn.
Well, like they always say, right? There are so many opportunities in nursing, and that's the beauty of it. So tell us what you did. What did you move on to at that point?
So at that point, I moved to a satellite location at Boston Children's Hospital. And I started working in a pediatric surgical inpatient unit, very small, only 11 beds. And I started as the permanent charge nurse there, and then eventually got my master's degree and became the clinical coordinator, and then was managing a small staff of nurses and nursing assistants there and taking care of patients that were just there for about one or two nights a stay.
So I understand it was about 5 years into the roles you were serving on that peds unit, you started to feel that feeling again. What was it the same? Was it different? Were you just looking to continue to challenge yourself? Talk to us about
Yeah, it
that.
was a little bit of the same of I feel comfortable in my practice here. I've learned how to manage people, and in some ways I feel, maybe I'm not the best manager. Maybe there's other people that are a lot better than me for this job, and there's other things out there once again that I can learn and I can figure out how to do, and just broaden my scope of practice even further. So once again, I took a plunge.
Good for you, Lily. Yeah, you know, for me as a former manager of people in nursing, it was always so rewarding, right? And people talk about this, and the ones that mean it really mean it. You know, when somebody comes to you and has a conversation, talks about their own growth and development, it's the most rewarding conversation you can have, right? Because, okay, we're going to lose Lily, but Lily wants to try something different, or, you know, take this step or that step, right? So it's always rewarding, you know, on the management side of things. Now, you talked about how you were doing some of that, and then you made a second transition, you know, recently. Tell us about making that plunge into the operating room and what that looked like.
Yeah, I think the operating room is someplace where in your head it exists one way, and then once you're in there, it exists completely different. So I knew I wanted a change. I knew the operating room was fascinating. I knew I had colleagues that worked there that were very encouraging and felt like this would be a great fit for me. And so I took that plunge to head into the operating room. And I realized that despite critical care skills, despite years of management, despite all of these things, I knew next to nothing as far as what was needed to get that operating room running and be efficient and work the best way it could every day.
Well, again, I know from my own personal experience, I've personally hired some nurses that were mid-career, maybe had as much experience as somebody like you, Lily. And, you know, through talking to them, I understand that can be a very difficult proposition, right? You're an expert, yeah. You have a lot of expert skills in both of your previous jobs. And then you come to be a true novice in the operating room in some regards, but in some, maybe not. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, expand on that for us. You know, what was that like in orientation? You know, just getting to know your colleagues on that level in a new environment.
Yeah, it was interesting because when you train other nurses and you've already been on that side of you understand what it takes to take the time to explain things and make people feel comfortable and have them learn everything that they need to learn. And so when you're on the other side of that, you can be a little bit more receptive and understanding and appreciative to know what that person is doing each and every day to help you get to a better spot in the OR. So that was really, really helpful. Let's see, I constantly felt like maybe I should be focusing on this or maybe I should be focusing on that, but having someone there to keep me focused on what actually needs to be dealt with, I don't know.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about, Lily, and that's kind of where I was going, right? You have so many expert skills, and this is just in my personal experience, that you know you're looking to use those. The skill set in the operating room, just like people talk about, is different, right? Mm-hmm. And so I presume what you're talking about is, you know, maybe some of the things that the CRNA is doing, right? You want to gravitate to that, but there is a role of the circulator. Is that?
Exactly. So, you know, even though you want to keep an eye on the vital signs and make sure the patient's safe and make sure everything's going well, perhaps like that's not your role at the time. Perhaps your role is to make sure the patient is positioned correctly and like ready for the next step and that you're there in case the CRNA does need something, but you're still doing your task and what you're supposed to be doing for the patient.
Thank you, Lily. That was awesome. Appreciate you sharing your experience. Thank you all for joining us on this episode of Periop Talk. We'll see you next time.
Enjoyed the episode? Please like, comment, and subscribe. For additional Periop content, look for us on Instagram at AORNPICS and on Facebook and LinkedIn at AORN. You can also find us at AORN.org. Thanks for listening.